But we must also integrate with our own unrealized higher potentialities. This is, we may say, a sort of vertical integration. And this integration, both on the level, horizontal and vertical, with our higher possibilities, this integration leads to increase of awareness. That is, an increase of true awareness, increase of integrated awareness. And this leads to increase of self-consciousness. And in this way, we evolve. So the path is quite clear before us. We can see quite definitely what it is that we have to do. There's no need at this stage for us to concern ourselves with the reality or unreality of the individual in a metaphysical sense. We know that we are conscious, that we are aware. We are aware of ourselves. We have the rudiments of self-consciousness. And this is indubitably our experience. There's no need to inquire whether this experience is metaphysically real or unreal. Such an inquiry, we may say, at least at this stage, is meaningless. What we have to do is to clarify and intensify that experience, to increase awareness, to increase self-consciousness. And in this way, we shall cultivate individuality. Or, if you like, shall pass from false individuality to true individuality. Now, we've seen that the words individual, self, person and ego are all used in good and in bad senses. Their meaning, in other words, is extremely fluid. But at the same time, there are standard modern psychological usages which try to fix the meanings of these terms to some extent. It may be useful for us to refer to these. After that, we'll conclude with a few remarks on the Buddha's teaching of anatta. In modern psychological usage, individuality means the sum total of the characteristics of an individual which distinguish him from other individuals. The sum total of the characteristics of an individual which distinguish him from other individuals. And these characteristics may be conscious or unconscious, or they may exist in varying degrees of unification and integration. Here, individuality is a purely descriptive term. Personality is defined as the integrated and dynamic organization of the physical, mental and moral and social qualities of the individual as that manifests to other people in the give and take of social life. And self is defined as the personality or ego regarded as an agent conscious of his own continuing identity. Jung uses the word self in a sense of his own. Summarizing Jung's views on this subject, one of his followers, one of his disciples, writes, "The self, by definition, comprises the full scope of a personality from its most individual traits to its most generic attitudes and experiences, actual as well as potential. Hence, it transcends the existing personality. The archetype of wholeness or of the self can therefore be regarded as the dominant of psychic growth." Finally, ego is defined as an individual's experience of himself or the dynamic unity which is the individual. Now, it's possible for us to adapt these definitions to our own more specialized requirements. We can say that the word or the term individuality represents the present relatively unintegrated state of experience of ourselves. Personality, we can say, is the process of that integration. Self is the future state of complete integration. An ego is one's consciousness of the whole process of development and of oneself as its agent.